this is other people's initiative with their sole agenda of the youth movement, which they feel must be part of the equation. So I don't know why somebody must be worried about someone else's agenda and way of doing things.
Mr. Mkwananzi, what do you think about the birthday and what Mr. Chuma say?
To start with, it is a waste of time. In Zimbabwe, it is a waste of money to use such kind of resources to pamper an old man of 92 in a country where the citizens are starving. You know, the Southern Africa is faced with a very serious drought, and you have a president who purports to care for his people, you know, allowing himself to be pampered, you know, at the cost of $1 million or so in a mere birthday. I believe that is a scandal and it should not be allowed to happen.
Mr. Chuba?
I think Mr. Mkwananzi probably is talking from a very ill-informed position. For starters, you must know that the president has done everything to make sure that this hunger issue is averted. He has declared a state of emergency towards this hunger issue, and the resources have been mobilized. As I speak, grain is being purchased from countries with that grain. And besides, the money that is being used for the birthday bash is not coming from any of the public coffers. It is money coming from private individuals who accept the cause of the 21st federal movement, because it's not just about celebrating the president's 92 years on this earth. It's also about the youth themselves, the values that are actually to be impacted on the youth. So it's a different pace altogether. It's a different budget altogether. But definitely the president is out there making sure that the hunger crisis, the hunger issues are actually held and managed in a proper manner.
And of course, Mr. Mkwananzi, I think Mr. Chuma is being truthful in saying that the money that is being used is sourced from individuals. So at the end of the day, there are no state resources that are being used here. Is that the case?
Actually, that's a height of insanity to say that the money is sourced from individuals. You know that in Zimbabwe, politics and economy are closely linked. The people who are purported to be providing these kind of monies, these are the people who have been at the helm of destroying the country. I mean, to say that there is value in the 21st February movement, I mean, to lose it totally. Because here is a man who has nothing to offer, a man who has nothing to teach anyone in terms of leadership, a man who has presided over a country's crumbling economy to a point where the country is unable to face a drought situation. You know what happened in the farms, which has opened way for, you know, a food insecurity in Zimbabwe. A country that has a thriving agriculture cannot be brought down to its knees by a single year's drought. We are where we are because the ZANU-PF government, which is led by Robert Mugabe, killed the economy through the Fast Track Land Reform Program. And this is a man who has nothing in terms of emulation by the youth, because at 92, you have been in power for more than 35 years, almost 40 years, which is, you know, the time that the children of Israel spent in the desert. He is still in power, and he has totally run out of, you know, any ideas to run a country. There is nothing to learn from such a person.
Do you think so, Mr. Chuma? Nothing to learn from the president, or a lot to learn from him?
I think Mr. Mkwananzi is very clueless when he speaks about the Robert Gabriel Mugabe. He probably doesn't know him. Maybe it's because he stays out of the country. He must come back here and understand the fundamentals of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe was not killed by R.G. Mugabe. Zimbabwe was killed by the whites who were owning the economy, not the other way around. We took political independence, we did not take economical independence. And then when we took our land, because in the first place, the very same white person refused to honor their agreement to compensate their kiss and kin, then they started screwing our economy to make sure that we then suffer. So it is wrong for anybody to say R.G. Mugabe ruined the economy or there's nothing to learn from them, I mean, from him. It totally shows that he is somebody who's disrespectful, who has no clue whatsoever what they're talking about. He's just a loser himself. That's why he's not in Zimbabwe right now to defend Zimbabwe, to talk nice about Zimbabwe. In all other countries, today I was impressed to hear Malema of South Africa actually praising the Minister of Finance from South Africa, although he's from ANC and Malema is a leader of EFF. Because he said we are talking about solidarity of our country, patriotism of our country. Then we have our fellow countrymen in South Africa talking like that. I disqualify him from this. I don't think it's even worth for me to even talk to him about Zimbabwe if he does not know. Mugabe is respected worldwide in the whole of Africa. And then you tell me that there's nothing to learn about such a man. That's a very clueless man. I'm sorry about that, but I will not discuss things with clueless people.
You have the right to respond, Mr. Mkwananzi.
Definitely. I suppose he just picked up that name, that word, clueless, yesterday. He has everything to thank Robert Mugabe for. He has just been elected into parliament in the backdrop of, fraudulent elections.